Hello, and awesome that we're all here together today. Let's celebrate ourselves, all lesbians, all gays, all bisexuals, all transgender and queer people, all intersexual and asexual human beings, all stars and all other supporters. I also want to shout out to all the people who are not able to be here. Let's shout out to the people who have to work right now, who are performing care work, the people who are looking after their kids, those who are ill, those who suffer from repression, and all those who encountered any other barriers holding them back from being here today. We try to reach you next time. Let us all become more aware. I'm here speaking as a member of the Awareness Team Freiburg. We are a queer feminist group focused on offering support for victims of harassment and discrimination of all kinds, mainly in the nightlife. But we're also fighting the existing gender hierarchies and norms for the total equality of all genders and all human beings. Some people may think in a surrounding such as Christopher Street Day, where social distancing is implemented, discrimination and harassment might not be happening. But is this really the case? Is this a safer space for you? Let's think about situations like catcalling, open homophobia, assault, or racial profiling. These forms of discrimination can still happen with masks on and safety distance. We believe that the corona situation has made discrimination and inequalities even more visible. Who can afford to comply with the hygiene rules? Who was exposed to the greatest risks when fighting the virus? Who did all the care work? Who lives out on the streets or in refugee camps with inhuman conditions? Who is exposed to domestic violence more through isolation? We can see clearly that we still need to stand up against injustice and show solidarity now more than ever. This fight is intersectional. Let's reflect on the violence, oppression, and lack of inclusion that sparked the LGBTQ+ movement back then at Stonewall. And let's look where we stand today and how far we have come. It shows us that change is possible, but only if we keep speaking up and if we keep taking actions against hate. Don't protect your daughter, educate your son. What do we teach our children about gender roles, and how do these gender roles affect their possibilities in life? How do they hinder them from becoming who they really want to be? Social conventions about what a real man has to be like or which gender one should love hinder them from developing and flourishing. Violence is not just physical. Having to force myself to adapt my behaviors to toxic gender norms, to limit myself, this is also violence, especially if I'm facing punishment for my gender non-conforming behaviors. It is not even necessary that someone specifically tells me off. It is enough that I have learned and internalized negative norms about masculinity, gender roles, and homosexual desire in school, at home, within public discourse, through politics and institutions. This is also encroaching, this is also discriminating, and this is violence. This is why we need to teach our children that there are more than two genders and that there are innumerable ways to love and to live. This pandemic is not the great equalizer we all hoped for, but still we can take this as an opportunity to become more considerate in our behaviors and social interactions. Can I visit my grandparents? Can I see my friend with a chronic disease? Can I kiss my date? All these decisions have to be made more consciously these days. We have to ask for consent more clearly now. This is a good progress, but at this point we cannot stop. We want you to feel empowered to be an activist yourself in your day-to-day life. Open your eyes and your ears. Become an ally, become more aware. If you observe a situation where people might look uncomfortable, offer your support. Let's redistribute this responsibility to all of us. Thank you.